A day-long anti-festival of ambient electronic music is taking place Sunday in New Paltz, New York. I spoke with the organizer of Quiet Village. Bob Lukomsky also is artistic director of Quiet Village, an outdoor event featuring electronic and experimental musicians from the Hudson Valley and Tri-State area. It's his third time putting on Quiet Village.
You know, I've always wanted people to listen and not watch. The musician and composer Brian Eno once said, and this is sort of my guiding principle, is that ambient music must be able to accommodate many levels of listening attention without enforcing one in particular. It must be as ignorable as it is interesting. And so ambient music to me is something that operates on a few different levels of attention. You can have it as background, or you can focus on it and listen to it, but the music is not, it's not designed for one or the other. Ambient music to me is something that you can drift in and out of. It's not strictly a style, but it's more of an aesthetic.
He further describes ambient electronic music as music for escaping into or out.
You know, some of the things with ambient music or some of the techniques are usually sort of static harmonic fields or nebulous harmony. There's not a lot of dynamic range going on because it's not meant to jar, it's meant to just exist.
Lukomsky teaches electronic music theory and composition at the State University of New York at New Paltz. He says Quiet Village is the only event in the Hudson Valley so dedicated to ambient music.
And there's a lot of interest in electronic and experimental music in the Hudson Valley. I mean, most people think of, you know, New Paltz Woodstock as the band, Bob Dylan. But at the same time, that was happening, or even earlier, John Cage premiered 4 minutes and 33 seconds at Maverick Concert Hall in Woodstock. It's the famous piece where the pianist comes, sits down at the piano, opens up the lid, and just sits there for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. So the audience is sort of confronted with the atmospheric sounds in the concert hall rather than the pianist.
Lukomsky was a church musician growing up, and says church music and organ recitals inform a lot of what he does.
We want to promote it because we want people to support what we're doing. But the ideal listener is someone who's totally oblivious and all of a sudden just hears these sounds and is intrigued by them.
About the event's name, Quiet Village.
One of my favorite composers, Les Baxter, he was an easy listening composer primarily working in the 50s and 60s. He wrote a song called Quiet Village that was, you know, very much a lounge sort of piece. And Martin Denny, who was another musician and composer, actually had a top 10 hit with that in the early 60s or late 50s, pre the Beatles. And I like the name, but I've always liked the piece because what Martin Denny did with it was took it from this sort of quasi-orchestral, very lush sound, stripped it down to percussion instruments, but then his band members started making bird sounds, and it becomes very much part of the piece, the bird calls that are in there. And so I've always liked that idea of mating traditional musical sounds with environmental sounds.
Lukomsky hopes to grow the festival, which is free, with funding.
The neat thing about Quiet Village is that the artists get about 45 minutes to an hour to explore whatever they're doing, be it an improvisation, or if they've constructed a piece or composed a piece that lasts that long. So Quiet Village really is also about larger swatches of time, hence why we start at 10 and go to 8, and it's pretty much a continuous soundscape.
Bob Lukomsky is organizer and artistic director of Quiet Village, what he describes as the anti-festival of ambient electronic music. Quiet Village will be held Sunday, May 5th, at Hasbrook Park in the village of New Paltz, rain or shine. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.